This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, that was one of the most impressive pictures of speckled trout and actually a mixed catch of other fish that I've seen in a long time. Tell us what was going on and how did you do it?
Well, Don, this story actually starts on Thursday. Thursday it was fairly windy. I fished with the Baton Rouge fishing gang. Those nine guys came down, stayed in the lodge, and then we had three boats go out. Captain Drake and Captain James helped me with that group, and we all descended upon the Pearl River area. It's been fairly clean water and been fairly productive, so that's where we went. Well, it turned out to be a grind for me. I barely got out of there with 25 fish, and it was a mix. Mostly speckled trout, a couple of freshwater catfish, couple of redfish, and even a bass. One of the captains found a nice mess of white trout, and the third captain actually went into the Lakeshore Estates area where he caught, I think he had 22 sheephead, a big sheephead too. So it was, you know, my side of the story. I didn't do well in the Pearl River. I struggled. It was a grind. So obviously yesterday I decided let's run down the Intercoastal Waterway and see if we can find cleaner water. So that's where I went yesterday, and I wouldn't say it was a grind, but we did cover a lot of territory drifting along the shoreline, along the rocks, and we just had to work like a team. Whenever somebody caught one or missed one, they needed to be verbal about it so the other two could cast in the same area and see if we could cash in on catching a few out of those little schools that are roaming up and down the shoreline. So that was our strategy yesterday, and that paid off for me very well. Some bigger than average fish came from that. Oddly enough, Captain Danny, who ran the other half of this group from Georgia, went back to the Pearl River, and he did very well, had his limit by around 10:30. So it's fishing. From one day to the next, it can be different.
When you were fishing over there, were you fishing on the marsh side or were you fishing the rock side?
We fished both. Hmm. We moved around quite a bit. We would look for birds. It didn't have to be birds diving. It could be just what we call search birds. Those birds are searching around the area because they can see bait, and the bait might just be too deep for the seagull to be able to dive down and get it. But he's hoping there's fish that's going to chase the bait to the surface. So just seeing birds circling above can be an indication. And we would give it 15 or 20 minutes, and if we didn't catch, we'd move. So like I say, we covered a fair amount of ground yesterday, or water. And, you know, once we would find a few, we might drift that one area three or four times. It might only be 200 yards long, but we would drift it, go back, drift it again. And once we felt like it played out, we would look for a similar area, whether we were in 15 feet of water or 8 feet of water, and we would just move around.
Were you fishing with plastics and just jigging it off the bottom? Were you fishing under a cork, or were you using live bait?
We were using live bait on a drop shot, and we also had some plastic mixed in with it. I'm using colors that are mimicking pogies or shrimp, so they're light colored. I like glow. I've been using the glow a lot. Berkeley has a white, Berkeley Gulp shrimp in white is a good color. So those worked as far as the plastics, and of course the live shrimp. Can't beat that.
Have you gotten a hold of that Marco 54, that shrimp looking
I've bait? Seen them. Mm-hmm. I've seen them. I've had people bring them on the boat. It's a great looking lure. I can't say that I've personally used it yet, but I've heard great things about it.
Yeah. Well, Mike, one last question. One of our listeners wants to know about the what kind of tide can they expect tomorrow around Lake Catherine? Is it, like most areas, going to be a falling tide in the morning? And looks to me it's a little bit under a foot, so there should be some pretty good water moving there.
Yeah, it'll probably be a falling tide in the morning. Tide fell all day yesterday. When I came across Lake Pontchartrain around 2 o'clock, it was still falling, and I could see several shrimpers staging in Chef's Pass, getting ready to catch those shrimp as they're leaving, you know, behind this front. So all of those things are good signs for better fishing for us moving forward.
Got it. Mike, somebody wants to get a hold of you and get in on some of this wintertime fishing. Maybe you and your captains can squeeze them in. They can find you on my website. What's your site and phone number?
Well, you can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or 985-781-7811.
And some wonderful accommodations at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge for the out-of-town guests. Mike, I hope you have just half the trip that you guys had yesterday. And we've got beautiful weather conditions out there, too. You got some lucky customers today going with you. And we'll talk with you next week.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you then. And before I talk to you, I hope everybody has a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. You do the same. All right, there he goes, our own Born on the Bayou, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.